Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I will tell you about a family grassroots foundation that held a charity concert last night benefiting families with a loved one battling cancer and keeping the legacy going of a loved one they lost too soon to the disease. Also, Pat Tomasula, comedian and WGN reporter and anchor, held an event to raise funds for the Facial Pain Foundation, and one of the items bid on and won in the silent auction was producer for a day of the Parkins and Spiegel Show. We'll let you know a little bit more about the cause that Pat Tomasulo was raising money for, and you will hear Ashley, who was the winning bidder for that prize, her experience as producer for a day of Parkins and Spiegel. Andrew Wisher was a college athlete, a scholar, a brother, son, and friend to many when at age 21 his life was cut short after a battle with cancer. His family received much support during his battle, and Andrew's one wish to his family before he passed away was to pay that support forward.
Thank you for caring, for donating, for fighting with us and fulfilling a wish.
A couple days before Andrew passed away, he had one request. That one request was to pay forward the kindness and generosity that the Wisher family felt during his three-year battle.
More than a decade since the words were uttered, we stand together on a foundation of community.
Alongside our entire WishFest family, we proudly present to each of you a gift of $10,000.
And while thank you could have well been the end of this story, it was only the beginning.
For him to literally just ask one and only thing of us during his fight, and that was to, you know, pay forward the kindness that we received. At that moment, we knew we had to do something, right? And then how do we make sure that Andrew's name not only lives on, but that request is fulfilled? We developed this mission of, you know, directly and immediately impacting the lives of these families battling cancer. And thinking about his request, I think that's exactly what he wanted. People feel the kindness and generosity provided by this organization. And that's what he felt when he was going through it. And that's exactly what the Andrew Wisher Foundation's about.
In 22 years of life, Andrew Wisher defined himself through action. A son. A brother. A teammate. And a leader. It's only through his love and leadership that beauty grew out of immeasurable pain. In the absence of hope, so much of it born. An impact that has only grown beyond his years.
The Andrew Wisher Foundation has raised millions of dollars to help hundreds of families battling cancer.
Two brothers are on a mission to help ease the financial
burden. Andrew Wisher Foundation is rooted in our hero's final wish, the idea that we pay forward the goodwill that was once bestowed upon him.
Brought my family and I together and asked us to pay forward the kindness and generosity that he was shown.
To be able to raise money for a foundation like that, to be able to share the message and spread the word about it, was something that I really wanted to do.
That celebration, the pillar around which we continue to build.
It's an incredible example of how something truly difficult and by losing someone like Andrew can turn into something incredible like this, right?
Millions gifted, hundreds affected. As our inspiration once offered to us, every day is a gift, and we choose to use ours for good. So thank you for fulfilling his wish and countless others, all by paying it forward. A mission and direction we move towards together.
We now welcome Nick Wisher to the program. Nick, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Wisher Fest was yesterday. We're delighted to have you this morning, of course, at the Salt Shed with amazing acts like Natasha Bedingfield, Low Cash, Randy Houser performing, all to benefit your family foundation, the Wish Forever Foundation. I want you to tell the story of this grassroots cause that started 10 years ago and its mission to help those battling cancer. After your brother, Andrew's dying wish in 2012, as he was battling the disease, was to, quote, pay it forward.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you for the intro, and that's it. We are a grassroots organization started in 2013 after my older brother Andrew passed away of cancer in 2012. And we were just so fortunate to be able to feel so much love and support when Andrew was going through his cancer journey, and Andrew obviously felt it too. And actually, before he passed, he pulled my family and I aside and asked us to be able to pay forward the kindness and generosity that he was shown throughout his battle. So when he was sick, we literally had hundreds and thousands of people come to our aid from the south side of Chicago. Andrew was able to bring rival high schools together, Brother Rice, Maris, St. Rita, Mount Carmel, a lot of people just praying for him, praying for our family, showing support in any way they could by having prayer services outside our house, driving, you know, me or my brother to school so my mom didn't have to worry about it, things like that. And so Andrew felt that love and support. And so his last wish was for us to be able to pay forward that kind of love and support to other families. So with that, we created the Andrew Wisher Foundation. And our mission is simple. We raise as much money as we can and give it directly to families battling cancer. So folks going through, the toughest times of their lives, oftentimes there's little things that come up that you wouldn't even think of if you haven't been through it, such as parking to go get your, to go get your treatment. Different things, obviously the bills that pile up from getting all of your treatment. And oftentimes these people aren't able to go have a little fun because they're sick and not able to get out. But when they are healthy, they're able to have a little extra spending money. And so that's what the foundation is all about. We write them a check. We find deserving families, write them a check, and then say, do as you please, right? We want them to be able to go have fun with it if they need to, but obviously if they need to pay some bills as well. So that's the crux of it. Since 2013, we've helped over 500 families and have given out over $3 million. So it's been amazing to be a part of it.
Well, the work that you guys have done speaks for itself, and we'll continue to get into it as Nick Wisher joins us now on Score Values. But your brother Andrew, obviously, that this is a lot of what you guys do is to keep his legacy going. He's described as an incredible person, athlete, and scholar. What was your brother Andrew like for those who had the pleasure of knowing him?
Yeah, Andrew was truly one of a kind. He was a leader amongst men. He was just always the one that was looking out for the folks that, you know, needed some help along the way. Was a smart student, worked his butt off in the classroom, as well as just an ultimate competitor and leader in football and basketball and baseball. He played in high school, went on to play football at Illinois Wesleyan University, and I think was one of the few freshmen to actually play in their first playoff game his freshman year. So was really on the top of the world and was just such a humble, kind, true gentleman. And me as a younger brother, being able to have that as a role model growing up was amazing. And so to this day, try to take his values that he taught everyone when he was around and then try to instill those in my everyday life.
Now, you are one of three brothers in a household, an athletic family. All you played sports. You played football at Notre Dame. What was that household like growing up?
Yeah, it was so much fun. Competitive was, would be the word that certainly comes to mind. I'm sure we were rambunctious at times. You know, we always had each other's backs, and for me growing up, I was the youngest of the bunch. So I think that's where I learned, you know, really how to be a competitor and how to grit things out, playing up with the older guys. And my brothers didn't hold back, you know, they'd tough me up, you know, and so that's just the way we were. Come home with a lot of scrapes and bruises, but at the end of the day, we're brothers and took care of each other. So a little bit of a, you know, three boys in the household. I'm sure my mom has some has some great stories too, and dad. And but it was just a ton of fun to be able to grow up in that environment.
Now, your brother Danny has been so instrumental with this organization. Can you speak to the work that he's put into fulfilling Andrew's wish?
Yeah. So Danny was, I believe, Danny was still in high school. So this was 2013. So Andrew passed when he was, he would have been like a junior or so in college, 21 years old. And Danny, I think, was a freshman in college at the University of Illinois. And this, you know, he's really the one that has carried this from such a young age, to see him develop in the way and just have grown this grassroots into an organization that has truly encapsulated a huge community of people. He put so much time and energy into it. All volunteers as well, right? So this isn't something that he's doing for a living. Our organization is all volunteer based. We have one amazing executive director who is doing this full time, but the rest is all volunteer. And Danny has certainly spearheaded that. He has been, you know, he's got a very rigorous finance job during the day, and then basically at night is all foundation and Wish Fest stuff. And couldn't be more proud to call him my brother for continuing our brother's legacy this way.
Awesome stuff there. Nick Wisher joins us now on Score Values. You mentioned Wish Fest that took place yesterday at the Salt Shed with acts like Natasha Bedingfield, Low Cash, and Randy Houser, and so many great musical acts at the Salt Shed. And what a great event that was. But for those who may have missed it, there's still a silent auction going on, isn't there, Nick?
There is, yeah, and it's pretty impressive. We have a great team that puts a lot of time and effort into finding items. Fortunately, I'm still friends with a lot of guys in the NFL, and they've helped me get a lot of great items. So that can be found at wishfest.com, and we've got items like Justin Fields signed Bears jersey. We got a Cole Kmet real Rydell helmet. We have the one of the most impressive things that we're really excited about is a two Super Bowl ticket raffle. So it's a raffle for that was actually donated by the NFL Referees Association. They donated two tickets to Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, which will include the whole package as flights, hotels, and two tickets. So that's going to be a $100 raffle ticket, which is, you know, got pretty good odds at winning that. So we're really excited about that one, as well as other sports memorabilia guys throughout the NFL. And so many different experiences in Chicago and beyond, different hotel packages. So check it out. It's pretty spectacular auction.
Now, Cole Kmet was your teammate and tight end roommate in South Bend, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. We were actually, when we traveled, we were roommates. So when we would go on away trips, we were roommates. So got to know Cole really well, and he's a great friend of mine.
It has to be pretty cool to see him playing for the hometown team.
It's awesome, man. He signed that big contract this offseason, too. Just super, super proud of him. He's always been such a hardworking, humble kid, so he deserves everything coming his way.
Nick Wisher joining us now on Score Values. Nick, 10 years of this foundation, has it surprised you at all just how many people your family's foundation has reached over the years?
Yeah, it definitely does. Just the amount of love and support just we've been shown throughout the community. Not alone, you know, not just speaking about the Southside community where we grew up and, you know, we're raised, but beyond that, after 10 years, we're really still continuing to grow, which the amount of families we've helped, over 500 at this point, it's been pretty amazing, and people are really latching on to the cause. So it is surprising, and I just couldn't be more grateful. It's obviously ton of time and effort from people all across the country that are really helping us out and continue to grow this thing. And for them to, a lot of them never even knew Andrew, right? So to be able to have them on board for continuing on a legacy of someone they didn't even know, but our mission really speaks to them is pretty awesome. And it's just a testament of the love and support that we've received from so many.
I have a couple of coworkers here at 670 The Score who have lost family members to cancer. And one of the things that they speak about when they get involved in the community or go to events, yes, of course, you're raising a lot of money for a great cause. But the beautiful thing is the community that you build with people and families who have gone through similar situations with having a family member battling or lost to cancer that you did. Is there any pride in building that type of community through Wish Forever?
Yeah, and absolutely. That's a core component of what we do. Obviously, we take pride in the monetary donation we're allowed to give to these families and able to give, but one of the core components of Wish Forever is also welcoming them into a community, welcoming them into a family of people that you know, may not know exactly what they're going through, because nobody's journey is the same, but a ton of people have been through similar journeys for sure. And so that's the community we welcome them into, and that's a huge part of it. A lot of these families, you know, don't have close-knit families themselves, and so they just don't have a support system to really rely on when things are bad and when things are good, right? We want people to be able to celebrate when they get a good news on a scan or they're cancer-free and, you know, all these different things. And that's what we're there to, you know, pick people up when they're down, but also celebrate them when great things in their lives happen. So that's the community we try to create.
Nick, what are ways that people can get involved in your organization?
Yeah, I think first and foremost is to check out our website. You can go to wishfest.com. Has a lot of great, that's W-E-I-S-H, fest, F-E-S-T.com. Has a lot of great info on our organization. To donate, obviously, is would be awesome. But also, we have a lot of different events throughout the year that we're always looking for volunteers. So between those two things, as well as checking out the silent auction that's live now and ending on November 9th at 9 p.m., those three things I'd say are the most important.
Nick Wisher of Wish Forever. The Wish Fest took place yesterday at the Salt Shed. One more time, how folks can get involved as far as participating in the silent auction and your website.
Yeah, yeah. Please feel free to check out wishfest.com, W-E-I-S-H, fest, F-E-S-T.com. It's a great, you know, hopefully it lays things out clearly for you to let you know a little bit about what we do with our organization, as well as check out the silent auction. Like I said, a lot of great items, a lot of local Chicago favorite spots, restaurants, a lot of really great opportunities to win some cool stuff. So go check it out at wishfest.com.
Nick, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and we'll look forward to having you on again, as I know you guys have plenty of events throughout the year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and really appreciate the constant support.
Great stuff there from Nick. Thanks again to him for joining us this morning. Pat Tomasulo is a reporter and anchor at WGN, as well as a comedian. Back in September, Pat held an event called Laugh Your Face Off, a night of comedy and a silent auction benefiting the Facial Pain Research Foundation as his wife suffers from trigeminal neuralgia, a debilitating condition that causes intense facial pain in those who suffer from it. The silent auction featured many things, but two of the prizes that were bid on was to be producer for a day of our midday show, Bernstein and Holmes, as well as our afternoon show, Parkins and Spiegel. The shows were very competitive in trying to drive the bidding up for their prize. This was Pat Tomasulo on Parkins and Spiegel on September 21st. He was discussing the night, the cause that he was raising money for, as well as the prize of being producer for a day. Hear the promise that Parkins and Spiegel senior audio producer Chris Tannehill made to the winning bidder.
There's an auction element to this, right?
That's the thing, baby. Listen, we sell out. We sell out quickly. But what we do have is the silent auction that's open to anybody. So anybody anywhere listening can bid in this silent auction. You don't have to be present to win. We'll ship the prize to you. We've got 135 prizes. And it's just bonkers. I mean, we have stuff from every single sports team. We've got vacations. We've got hotels. We've got concerts. restaurants, all that stuff. And then the big thing is that we've got a lot of these one-of-a-kind experiences. And two of the experiences this year are quite fantastic and are running neck and neck in the bidding right now. And I am talking about producer for a day of this fine show and producer for a day for Lawrence and Dan Bernstein.
Both
equal. This is our opportunity, boys. This is our opportunity to drive up the price of your prize right now so you can rub it in Lawrence and Dan's face for the next year.
I can't.
And that's the thing.
You can't.
You say it jokingly. I will be hurt if theirs goes for more money.
Of course you would. Anything I'd feel if people wanted a bit more to hang out with the midday crew than the morning show. Are you kidding me?
It'd be a horrible bruise to my ego. And they're both at $1,500 right now.
Yeah. I mean, just to be clear, it's you get to join our show for the pre-show meeting, offer up ideas that we may actually listen to, and then sit in the control room with Shane and Tanny during the first hour of the show while we do this thing. That's awesome.
And we're buying lunch and beers. And then for those guys, it's breakfast and Diaz and Studs and yada yada yada.
Yeah.
But so
that all sounds good but inferior.
Yeah. But so that sounds like 1,500 to 2 G's is what it sounds like for them. Ours feels north of 3 G's if I had to be
right.
Beers. Yeah. You're not having beers for breakfast. So I'd say laugh your face. I will be personally insulted.
What are you gonna have? Chai lattes with those two? What are you gonna have?
Hey, Ray's a vegan. What kind of lunch are they gonna have?
That's right.
Hey, Tanny actually has an added incentive that he just disclosed to me.
Yeah, I was talking about it on Twitter with some of the folks who are asking specifics about the logistics of it all. I will let people play my drops during a segment of the show. As long as it's up to you guys, and how are you going to say no now? But they can sit in my chair and smash buttons all day.
Wow.
See what a real professional does.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, you could play Tanny's drops during the show.
So right there, you hear lots of details, and at the end, Chris Tannehill, the audio producer of Parkins and Spiegel, promised that the winning bidder would be able to use his patented drops during the show that the winner worked. On Thursday's show, that promise came true. Ashley, the winning bidder for a great cause benefiting trigeminal neuralgia research, she got to drop in on Parkins and Spiegel.
So, actually, the producer for the day is in Tanny's chair, and we'll see what they've got cooked up for us as we go. Is there a world in which...
No, I don't think there's tumult there.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think
so. Tango?
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, Dave Wonstead is coming up. Thank you for the reminder, Ashley.
Yeah.
Coming up in about 9 minutes.
Oh, she's so happy. Shane is happy. They're so happy over there. Why don't you derail the show, Ashley? Why don't you do it? All right, I get it.
Pick another one, Ashley. What do you like?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Go, Ashley.
Oh, my God. Turn that around.
She's got one about herself on the board.
Ashley's just filling in where me and Tanny make the show more entertaining. She's doing the same thing that we do.
Right. No, it's true. That's the value. That's that value added.
When there's sports heavy conversation and Tanny and I are tired of it, we pivot away from that.
Sure. That's
what
great.
About Chicago Radiothon?
Oh.
Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
That's her favorite drop.
Some people like Chris Emma.
That's from this morning. Mark Grody said some people like Chris Emma, and I believe there was more of a sentence after
some
that.
Some people like Chris Emma.
What's wrong with that, guys?
Well, sweet.
Good.
Big Chris Emma, Marquee Sports.
Man. But she loves the drop where you hate me.
Yeah, I get it.
You did an entire radiothon about hating me.
Well, she listens to the show every day. She knows.
Yeah. We raised $650,000 of people who hate Matt Spiegel.
Yes. Oh, my God. The textures are all wondering.
Oh, no.
That's okay, Owen. Textures are all wondering whether Velus Jones getting cut is the free space in the leaving in disgrace bet.
I guess
does that count?
I guess that would be a big...
But that's not drama like we've
no,
had.
No, it's not. I mean, it's a bad look for Ryan Poles.
Sure.
Well, at least he can collect Social Security when he leaves.
Right, he's so old.
It's weird though because he's built like a baby horse. Go ahead, find that one, Ashley.
Where's
your? Wow, dude, yeah. It's not even her job. You're putting pressure like that.
Go ahead, just and search baby horse. bound to pop up.
It's possible.
I don't know what Tanny's system is.
Search clearly. Clearly. Oh God.
Yeah.
All right.
So no, I don't think there's any way. As dramatic or problematic.
I'm just saying. So,
but the inverse of that, like the yin to that yang, will, is that the games mean less and less.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the absence of chaos might present the appearance of stability, and if that stability comes with a few more wins because your schedule is soft and your defense plays better,
You think that'll look good for the flu?
I think that it's
set. I'm healthier as a baby horse.
Thank you. That's good.
She
work.
Got it.
Yeah, now you're showing.
She found it.
Now you're showing. She got it.
That's awesome.
All right.
That's a hell of an hour. She's really had a hell of an hour.
Peoria Matt, who's older than most people think he is. Actually, do we have that in the Shep role? Yeah, that's perfect.
Go ahead and pull it up for me, Jamie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ashley, I'm wondering how many people have been to three straight Super Bowls with three different teams. Look that up. Okay, thanks a lot.
Shep?
Shep, do we have that? Can you look? Thank you. Oh, is that him at Hallis Hall during all those press conferences? That would explain so much.
It would.
For those who always wonder, by the way, that's Peggy Kaczynski. Peggy Kaczynski is the loud typist.
She's the loud typer?
She's the loud typist, and she has a seat that is very close to the microphone, and she's not giving it up. And that's what that is.
Wow. Yeah. Mystery solved.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I went over that with her. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really? Does she know that she...
She knows.
And she doesn't care.
Doesn't care. Living her life, doing her jobs. Her job. Doesn't care.
Well, I don't know. That feels a little inconsiderate.
Really?
Yeah.
I take that up with her at the next Radio Wars.
Well, I listen,
Battle of the Radio Stars.
I love Peggy. Very a legend in the Chicago media space. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed the times I've worked with her on Marquee, so this is nothing personal. But I feel like, she respects audio. This is like if you get pointed out that, your drink on this wood could leave a little ring, maybe put a coaster down. If you're aware that for the broadcast media outlets that you're typing is upsetting the radio and TV feed.
Then at least you could do is cede your seat.
Cede your seat or type quieter.
Should we be talking about Bernstein ripping off Peggy's podcast? Peggy has a podcast with her son, and now Bernstein does a Bulls podcast with his stupid son. Should we be talking about that more?
I'm telling you, Ashley might be coming for both of your jobs.
Ashley's going to replace studs, probably.
That's a great reaction to most things Shane say. You know what I mean?
What the?
It's perfect. It's right there.
I have an actual full-time job.
Oh, there it is. And she found the mic button. Ashley, have you had a good time today? Has this been everything that you paid for and dreamed of and more?
Yeah, sure.
Jesus Christ. Sure.
It hurts.
All proceeds for this go to Pat Tomasulo's Laugh Your Face Off.
That's right.
You can go to laughyourfaceoff.org, and he might make it an annual, and you too could live Ashley's life a year from now.
And she decided she got to pick the day she came in. She chose a Wani Thursday.
That's a good choice.
So she got to meet Dave Wanstead, who comes in studio with bourbon.
Once again, that was Parkins and Spiegel with producer Ashley, who was the winning bidder in the silent auction for Pat Tomasulo's Laugh Your Face Off event benefiting trigeminal neuralgia research. If you want to learn more about the cause, you can visit the website facingfacialpain.org. There's a tab to donate there. That's facingfacialpain.org. That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. I want to send a special thank you to the Wisher family and Nick Wisher for joining me this morning to discuss the event that took place at the Salt Shed last night. And once again, the silent auction is still open for Wishfest, with the proceeds going to cancer research and to help out families with loved ones going through cancer.
If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.